Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 10th installment on Halachos of Traveling. A very common question posed in the context of travels is benching gomel, birkas hagomel. We're taught in the Talmud that there are four categories of people that if they survive an experience, they're supposed to publicly express a blessing of thanks to God for saving them. One is a person who travels over a body of water. One is a person who travels through a desert. One is a person who has been imprisoned, presumably imprisoned by authorities that are not Jewish. And one is a person who has recovered from a serious illness. These are four categories. So the question is, obviously, two of these categories have a connection to travels. A person who travels over a body of water and a person who travels through a desert. You can imagine either one of these being relevant. The obvious question is the level of danger that we experience today similar to the level of danger that they experienced in those times to travel over a body of water or through a desert? One question. Another question is it literally if you're sailing? What if you're flying over a body of water? What if you're flying over a desert area? You know, one could make the argument that if the plane, heaven forbid, were to crash and would land in a body of water, so then a person would find themselves in a dangerous situation, same thing for a desert. But by the way, one could make the argument that if a plane crashes anytime, it's a dangerous situation. One might make the argument that it's more dangerous if it doesn't crash over a body of water. I mean, you know, that's also an argument one could make. So it's a very fair question. How does this all play out today? There's a lot of different opinions. There's a real gamut of opinions here. There are definitely those who say this is totally, the halachos of the Gemara are totally not relevant to our traveling situations today. And we don't bench gomel. We don't bench gomel for such trips. And that's it. There are those who would make that argument. What's probably the most commonly held approach is if a person travels over a major body of water, so an international flight over an ocean, it seems most common practice to bench gomel in that regard. There, again, some people are very particular about doing it. Some people don't do it, but most people do it. There's another possibility. I've heard of those who wouldn't need it to be an ocean if it was even just a major river or something of that like, and they flew over it. They would also bench gomel. I'm not aware of people who specifically bench gomel for flying over a desert area. It could be that there are those who say that. I mean, it would be logical if you bench gomel for flying over bodies of water. I'm not aware of that. But it really ranges the gamut in terms of opinions. A little bit more about the halachos of gomel itself. Let's say a person, for example, let's say a person flew from America to France, stopped off for a day to do some touring, and then continued flying to Israel. So if a person is of the practice of benching gomel for such international flights, they certainly would bench gomel when they got to Israel. Do they also bench gomel when they get to France? So that's a question. So it seems common practice is if a person just stops off in the middle of their trip for a day or two, that's not something they would bench gomel for. If it's not the final destination and they're just stopping for a day or two, they wait to bench gomel until they get to the final destination. Another thing about benching gomel in general is that we try to bench gomel within 3 days of the event for which we are benching gomel. The most common practice, by the way, is to bench gomel in the context of reading from the Torah. It doesn't have to be that way, but that is the most common practice for reasons we won't get into in this series, maybe another time. But it actually fits very well. So if we try to do it within 3 days, so if you notice in the standard shul model of reading from the Torah, you're never going to have 3 days that go without reading from the Torah. So there's always a model to do it. If a person doesn't bench gomel within 3 days, the idea would be that a person would have up to a month to bench gomel. That's the most standard halachic approach. Just one more thing that's interesting to think about in the context of benching gomel. The Shulchan Aruch brings down two opinions. Is it limited to these four categories? Or is it any time a person is in a situation of danger, and these four categories are classic examples of danger? So the common practice is that any time a person was in a situation of danger, we bench gomel. Many, many times people ask questions as to does it warrant benching Gomel or not. Personally, I normally tell people that if the situation in which they found themselves was a directly dangerous situation, one could bench Gomel. So a person, heaven forbid, was in a car accident, it seems very normal to and very logical to bench Gomel. If a person almost was in a car accident, that in my book, at least, that's one step too removed. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.